Well, good morning, my friends. We're online for our first in a series of table talks. And we're going to give you a little bit of a chance to grab a cup of coffee and get your Bibles out or your Bible app. And we're going to be looking at this year, how to make this year even better than the previous year. Can we do that? I believe we can. We're on the cusp of a brand new year, 2022, the first Sunday in 2022. How do we make this year better than 2021? Well, we're going to take a few hints from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. It says this, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, New Year's, Happy New Year always brings with it, doesn't it? New Year's resolutions. Well, the top 10 New Year's resolutions, they go something like this. Number one, spend more time with family and with friends. A little bit difficult in these days of COVID-19, Omicron, and some restrictions, but I think that's going to pass. We're going to be praying for that in the future, aren't we? Yes. Number two, fit in fitness. Take care of yourself. Exercise more. Get slim and trim. That's always big on these New Year's resolutions lists, aren't they? Tame that bulge. Number three, over 66% of adults in North America are considered overweight. Number four, quit smoking. Now, personally, I don't have a problem with this, but on average, smokers try about four times before they quit for good. Number five, enjoy life more. That sounds good, doesn't it? Number six, quit drinking. Well, then again, no problem for me there. Number seven, get out of debt. Well, this probably won't take a year. It's going to take some planning and some perseverance and some learning to say no to some things. But we can do that. Number eight, learn something new. Number nine, help others. Now, that's thinking of someone else for a change instead of ourselves. Number 10, get organized. Well, did you know that these top 10 resolutions had nothing to do with spiritual improvement? Or that God, he wasn't even involved at all, was he? No, that's the way it is with many people. They don't include God or Christ in the picture of their lives. Well, let me suggest to you that the Lord should be included in every aspect of our lives. Marriage, family, children, work, play, pleasure. Yes, every aspect of our lives. Now, here's some good advice, some solid advice for making this new year, 2022, even better than 2021. And we look back to Ephesians. Number one, of course, be careful. Number two, be thoughtful. Number three, be thankful. Well, looking back to Ephesians chapter 5, 15 to 17, we see how we can be careful. It says this, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Be careful in living. Be careful in the way you live. Be careful in the way you treat other people. Be careful in the way you live out in the marketplaces of the world. Be wise. Be careful with your time, which is God's time, don't forget. Don't contribute to evil. Be wise. Seek the Lord's will in all things, every day and in every way." Now, hurry, worry, multitasking, and stress. You might call them the four horsemen of the accident prone. Stress is such a huge factor when it comes to accidents. In fact, it was recently linked to an increase in the post-9/11 traffic fatalities, and that was done by researchers at the University of Minnesota. My friends, we're all vulnerable when it comes to accidents. But obviously, some are more prone to them than others. Hurry, worry, multitasking, and stress, well, they lead to accidents. What is your life like right now? Are we hurry and we worry? Are we in stress? Well, we need to take time to calm down. Be careful. Take time to breathe. Well, the same is true in their spiritual realm. If we are not properly focused in life, we will suffer for it. And most of the time, we are far too worldly or materially focused than we are spiritually focused. Let's be honest about that, right? We're not as spiritually minded as we should be. We are far more earthly or worldly minded. The book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 4 tells us what we should be doing and or focusing on. It says this, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Now, on November 25th, 2009, Toyota recalled about 4 million vehicles. Toyota said it will replace accelerator pedals recalled in vehicles in the United States because the pedals were getting stuck in the floor mats. Well, perhaps we all need a recall in that regard to our own lives because we don't always function properly. We're worried, we're scurrying about hither and thither. And sometimes we even get out of control and do crazy things. No matter how good we are, sometimes we mess up. We need to be more careful and use our time more wisely for Christ. A delivery person was on his way to deliver a computer to a customer. He saw a handwritten sign at the entrance of an alley. It read this, "Blocked, do not pass, difficult to turn back." But the delivery man continued on his way anyway, only to discover that the alleyway was indeed blocked by a fallen tree. As predicted, it took a while to turn that truck around. When he finally got back to the entrance, he noticed a second sign that said this, "I told you so." My friends, God has told us so many times in life, but it seems that we don't listen too well. We just don't get it. Some people just keep on doing the same old things when they know that they're not right, and someday it's going to catch up to them, and God will do worse than block the road or put a sign up that reads, "I told you so." Be careful in the way you live. Use your time for the Lord. Seek the Lord in life. Serve the Lord no matter else. What else you do, serve God. Well, the second way that we can make this year better than before, be thoughtful. Ephesians 5:18, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Be thoughtful of others. That's always good advice, but here we are to be thoughtful of God's Spirit who lives within us. There was an article that was once written, and it was entitled this, "How to Be Miserable." It says, think about yourself. Talk about yourself. Use I as often as possible. Mirror yourself continually in the opinion of others. Listen greedily to what people say about you. Expect to be appreciated. Be suspicious. Be jealous and envious. Be sensitive to slights. Never forgive a criticism. And trust nobody but yourself. And insist on consideration and respect. Demand agreement with your own views on everything. And sulk if people are not grateful to you for favors shown to them. Never forget a service you have rendered. Shirk your duties if you can, and do as little as possible for anybody else. Wow. Are you miserable? Are you guilty of any of those traits? Are we ever guilty? Well, yes, at times we are. We all like to be appreciated for the good things we do. However, we can get so caught up in ourselves if we're not careful. We can become too self-absorbed, too self-focused, and we forget about everybody else. The chaplain at Payne College in Georgia preached the shortest sermon in the college's history. The sermon had a rather long topic. What does Christ answer when we ask, "Lord, what's in religion for me?" Well, the complete content of the sermon was in one word, nothing. The chaplain later explained that the one-word sermon was meant for people brought up on the gimme, gimme, gimme gospel. When asked how long it took him to prepare the message, he says, 20 years. Many people are only interested in what they can get out of the gimme, gimme gospel, not what they owe to the Lord or not what they can give to others. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm reminded of several key scriptures which should help us to guide our thinking and our lives. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Galatians 5:13 says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 6:9 and 10, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Matthew 22:36-40 says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. These two commandments are the greatest. If we love God first of all, then love our fellow human beings, we're not going to go wrong. Instead of being self-centered, we should be spirit-centered. We should think more of Him than we do about ourselves. Be more spiritually minded than worldly or fleshly minded. If we'll set our minds on scripture, prayer, praising, and serving, we'll have a better year this year." Well, the third, be thankful. Ephesians 5:19 to 20 says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Sing and make music to your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Be thankful in Christ. Living a grateful life will keep you on the straight and narrow. People who are not aware of their blessings are not thankful. Instead, they're always looking for more. Remember what I said, the gimme, gimme, gimme gospel? Nearly 70% questioned in an Associated Press poll said the people are ruder than they were 20 or 30 years ago. Peggy Newfield, founder and president of Personal Best, said the generation that came of age in the times of change in 1960s and 1970s are now parents who don't stress the importance of manners, such as opening a door for a female. A whopping 93% in that poll faulted parents for failing to teach their children well. Are you rude? I hope not. Are you quick to be polite in actions and in speech? I hope you are. Sometimes I find myself forgetting to say thank you or to someone for something they did, and later then I chastise myself, I whip myself for it. Shame on me for being forgetful and unpolite. Forgive me, Lord, for that. What about being rude to God? Would we ever? Oh my goodness, I hope not. When we fail to express proper thanks and gratitude, it's like being rude. And to Him we owe our greatest thanks and our praise. A 5-year-old said grace at the family dinner one night, "Dear God, thank you for these pancakes." When he concluded, his parents asked him, "Why do you thank God for pancakes where they were having chicken?" He smiled and he said, "I thought I'd see if he was paying attention tonight." Well, I believe that God pays very good attention to us when we pray and when we don't, when we praise Him and when we don't, when we thank Him and when we don't. Psalms 103:1-3 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my utmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases." Dr. Dale Robbins writes, "I used to think people complained because they had a lot of problems, but I've come to realize they've got problems because they complain. Complaining doesn't change anything or make situations better. It amplifies frustration, spreads discontent and discord, and can evoke an invitation for the devil to cause havoc within our lives and our churches. Complaining can make us miserable. Are you miserable? Psalm 77, verse 3 says, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Philippians 2, verse 13, do not do everything without complaining or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. You see, a positive, thankful person is a great witness in this dark world. We only shine when we are thankful. Our light shines for the Lord when we are thankful, when we live and express it. Thanksgiving, positive thinking, positive actions, outcomes, treating everyone like we would like to be treated. I would much rather hear someone saying things like, bless the Lord, or thank you, Lord, praise the Lord, than complaints any day. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm convinced that a grateful person, a thankful person, will live a better life and will be blessed with a better life. Do you want a better life in the new year, 2022? Be polite. Be polite to God. Be quick to praise Him and thank Him in every little blessing that you receive. Someone said, last year when I called my parents to wish them a Happy New Year, my dad answered the phone. Well, Dad, what's your New Year's resolution? I asked him. To make your mother as happy as I can and all year long, he answered proudly. Then Mom got on and he said, Mom, what's your resolution? And to see that your dad keeps his resolution. God would certainly like to see us keep His resolutions. He knows that's the best way to have a better year. That's the best way to be blessed. Walking with the Lord, doing things His way, is the best way to be blessed. Be careful. Be thoughtful. Be thankful in all you do. And may God bless you in the year ahead. Amen.